And those questions, those, you know, value kind of propositions that you can set in order, allow you to then begin to visualize the kind of person that you want to be. And then it's easier to set boundaries. Hey guys, and welcome to the Kick Some Class podcast. My name is Brian, and this is the show that is designed to help you, the educator, kick some class in every area of life. Whether you are new to the profession, just starting out, trying to figure things out, or you're an old grizzled veteran trying not to burn out, this is the show for you. So often in the show and in this episode of season two, I'm going to be talking about why did I write this book, Recalculating, and why is so much of what I'm talking about, personal growth, professional development, kind of tied together all in one in this episode. So I really wanted to kind of dive into this today, just as a solo episode, as you are kicking off your new school year, as you're thinking about the coming school year, if you haven't started yet, this idea of reflection of what you want. So much in our lives is actually tied to our self-image, our identity, and our self-worth. And if this is coming off, you know, a little guru-ish to you, and ask yourself if a part of what you're accepting in your job is actually tied to the fact that you think that is part of the job, or you think that's what you deserve. Or the flip side of that is that you don't feel like it's part of what you deserve, that thing that you want. And until you get that ahead of yourself, like, hey, you know, I want a balanced life with my family. I want a healthy experience in my physical body and with my personal life, with my relationships at home. And I am maybe tied up in this idea that I don't deserve those things, then you'll never have them because you won't make a step towards them. And even if you do, you'll feel like you're an imposter. So I kind of want to talk about this idea this morning, a famous quote by Tony Robbins. And he basically says that success is about determined massive action. And I wanted to add a couple things to this, but also to kind of pick it apart a little bit. As I thought about what it means to have a decisive or determined massive action, I kind of keyed in on a few things, and I wrote them down here as a note in front of me. Massive, right? Like, don't dabble. If there's something that you want, you got this side job that you want to do, or maybe a different stream you want to take with your life, whether that's a physical thing or a professional thing, that you can't just make a little thing here, a little bit there. You got to take massive action. You got to do something big. You've got to do it consistently. You got to do it for a period of time. And I've noticed this throughout my life, that the times that I felt stifled, those were the times when I wanted results fast, and I wasn't willing to maybe put in the time to see those results catch up. You know, like, you know, start this podcast and you go 5, 6, 7 episodes. Oh gosh, you know, maybe it isn't growing as fast as I would like, so people would quit. But you're only going to see the growth when you give it time and you give people time to get a feel for who you are and what, you know, what you want to say and whether they believe in you or know you, like you, trust you, whatever that is. And hopefully in season two that you found this podcast and that's it. But I, you know, I wrote this book, Recalculating, and so much of it is about this idea that we have these overflows in our lives. And the more I think about that, it's not really overflow. It's unity. You can't actually have a successful career truly if your personal life is falling apart. And you can't have a successful career if your physical health is falling apart either. Now, you may have a successful day here or there, but if it's affecting relationships at home, it's affecting your personal life, your health, it's not effective in the long run. And therefore, when we look back and read, it's not going to be effective as the way we look at your life. So I want to kind of think that through this morning. If from your personal life to your physical health, do you have a statement that you want to live by, right? Something that you absolutely want to do. And then are you taking massive action toward that thing? So I'm going to take a little trip off the rails here for a second. I want in my career as an educator, highly engaged students. I want them to be enthusiastic. I want them to connect with me as a person, and I want them to own the leadership of their own education. The question that is, that am I taking massive action towards that, Or is it just a belief that's nice to have on a poster like we all have on our walls, right? So that's the first part. You're taking massive action. You're not dabbling. You're not stepping halfway in. You're not like, oh, I don't think this is really what I want. No, you believe in yourself. You're going to say it. You're going to do it. And you're going to follow through. Number two is instead of adding just decisive action, this idea of courageous. When you think about those things that you want in your life, when you think about those things that you truly want to experience or feel or do, there's probably a tiny bit of fear surrounding that choice. Like stepping forward and doing that thing probably has you just a little bit fearful. Like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if, you know, who am I to share this information? Who am I to step out and share what wisdom I have? Who am I to do this thing that I want to do? And that is actually a perfect indicator that you are the right person. And I wish I could credit the person who said this. And they said, well, who am I not to do this? And it's such a great thought when you take for an account, if you have this desire in you to share a message with someone because you truly believe it will help them and you feel that, then if you don't, you're saying that your security is more important than their progress. And I think once we begin to think like this, then it's easy to shut that imposter down, that syndrome that says, who are you to do this, and say, who am I not to do this? Because their success, their growth, their happiness has got to be valuable enough for me to want to follow through and to give this out there, even if it reaches one person. You know, it's funny, when I kicked off my second YouTube channel, which ironically enough, I stopped to channel into TikTok and to channel into this podcast, but it was all about personal growth. And I mentioned something in there about that I had to do this, even if it was just for one person. And that one person, it was me. I felt this desire in me to want to provide something for other people who might be struggling, people who might have had this idea that they had an idea they were stifled in their life. They were burned out. They were frustrated. They were annoyed. They were, you know, disenfranchised. They were depressed, and that they wanted to take a step forward and make a difference in their life, but also in the life of somebody else's. Because I felt that desire, and as I analyzed it, that I wanted to help other people, then it's incredibly selfish to not step out and share it. And I don't say that to give you some sort of shame or regret that you haven't yet. But if you have a message to share, then just focus on the fact that you truly believe you have a message that can help another person to put it out there. Let's take massive action. Take courageous action. You have to take consistent action. So consistent action is going to bring you to this place where you are, whether it's sharing your life or creating content or delivering a message, whether it's you're just going to tweet one positive thought you've had every day. Maybe you're going to write a blog article once a week. Maybe you're going to record a video once a month. I don't know what the frequency is, but I know that going through the practice of creating that content and generously giving it away to help other people is exactly what is going to make you stick to it. Because every time you create that thing and put it out there for the world to see, that art that you put out there, that courageous act of creation, every time you do that, you shut down that imposter, because now there's more evidence out there that you are the kind of person who does it, who takes massive action, who actually steps forward and moves on. So the next one is it's compounding. Things compound, and that's kind of what I was getting at, is you create it at once, and then you begin to add to it, and then you begin to clarify, and then you have this idea, and sooner or later, that confidence in yourself builds to where it's so much easier when you know who you are, you know what you want, you know what you have to say, you know who you can help. That confidence in yourself actually fuels that process of you being able to step out and to do it all over again tomorrow, the next day, the next day. So you have to kind of ask these questions. Like, you have to clarify at the very like core level of your being what it is that you want. I'm not talking about like, oh, I want $10 million and I want a house in the Hamptons and I want to be on the beach and, you know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate, Uncle Rico, go for it. Yeah, but no. What I'm saying is really think about what you want out of life, your value structure of who you are. The very core, what matters to you most? How do you want to spend your time? And those questions, those, you know, value kind of propositions that you can set in order, allow you to then begin to visualize the kind of person that you want to be. And then it's easier to set boundaries when somebody at work, at home, or with your personal life begins to say, hey, do you know, what do you think about this opportunity? And you can align that opportunity with your values, with your goals, with your plan, and decide whether or not that's something you want to go for. So really knowing what you want allows you to figure out every decision and every boundary, and then to determine who you are and who you aren't. And it also makes it so much easier not to care about what other people will think when you're caught up in that mindset. And then it chooses for you who you're going to collaborate with, who you're going to work with, who's going to come alongside you, who you're going to learn from, who are you going to teach, who are you going to share your life with. So that collaboration piece is something I wrote about in the book, is what I firmly believe is this idea of the chain principle, that, you know, a chain has these small links that all pull on one another. And if we recognize that we are one link in that chain of life, of legacy, of information, of progression in society, whatever it is, that there has to be a link that is pulling you up. And there has to be a link that you are pulling on as well and advancing and moving forward upward. So think about the voices that you allow to speak into your life, the influences, those influences that you allow to determine your attitude, your motivation, your outlook on the world, your mindset, those risks that you're willing to take. And then from there, determine exactly it is who you are going to be and then who you are going to be for. So if you are taking massive, courageous, consistent, compounding action that is clarified on what you truly want in life, collaborating with the people who can level you up and who you can coach and mentor and level up, then the last little piece is to find someone who can coach and curate that process along the way. This is sort of like somebody from the outside who can observe your life, observe your action, observe your choices, observe your values, and help you process those things when you find yourself getting stuck. Now, I realize this is like a life development plan. And the reason why I felt this in my heart and spirit this morning to share with you is because that is the whole reason I wrote this book. And yeah, I keep flipping it up here and showing it to you. But I want to take those things that for me, I felt allowed me to narrow down my life so that my life would make a greater impact, that I could narrow down my life to a point that I was pressing with full force on a single or a more narrow slice of who I wanted to be and what I wanted to do and how I wanted my life to count. I don't know if you've ever seen the bed of nails in like a circus or whatever it is. This bed of nails is all made of these individual things that would pierce you through and cause you damage. But because they're so close together and there are so many of them that your weight spreads out over them and each one only makes a slight impact in your life. Now, I realize that's the illusion, right, of the person who lays down on the bed of nails and why they don't die. But the flip side of that is how we truly never live if we're living like that bed of nails. We have 1,000 things that we're trying to do, 1,000 things where we're trying to make an impact, but because we can't actually put enough force behind any one of them, that when it's all said and done, when our life is over, when that time at work is done, or whatever it is, we didn't actually make a dent. So a way to ask yourself, if you were to get rid of some of those nails to the point where it started to cause a little bit of pain because it was causing a little bit of impact, how would you narrow down your life? How is it that you would actually make a choice to make a greater impact? And that is it for me. And so when I wrote the book, that was goal number one, to give you some information, some reflection, some thoughts about how you could do your job differently, how you could live your physical health life a little bit differently, and how you could live your personal life a little differently, so that overflow and communication between them was always positive as much as you could control. And for me, this is all part of a spiritual journey, right? I don't talk about this a whole lot. And for a long time, it was because some people get so turned off by the idea of a spiritual life. But for me, this is a greater connection, a deeper connection between why I was put on this earth and how the impact of God in my life was meant to carry out and to spill over onto the lives of those around me, above me, below me. And how can I generously share the things, that the struggles, the challenges, the successes, the lessons that I've learned with other people so that they can have a greater impact. I want to build a bridge. I want to build a shortcut. And a lot of that comes through gifts like this. Now, of course, I'm selling the book, but part of that is because I believe that you don't actually get out of something unless you're willing to put skin in the game. But I mentioned the coaching piece, and something that I'm stepping out to do a little bit more of is to provide one-on-one coaching with people who are interested in having somebody that they know, like, and trust go through their life, set their priorities and values with them to help them make a greater impact on this life. And that's what I talk about through this podcast, to help you kick some class at home, at school, and in life. And if that's a place that you find yourself wanting to be, that you know, my teaching style and my thoughts or reflections and communication style is something that encourages you, then go ahead to kicksomeclass.com and hit up the contact page, and I can get with you on how we can make that happen. All right, guys. Well, I hope that this episode helps you kick some class, helps you think about your life a little bit more and how personal development actually impacts your classroom. But go out and grab a copy of the book, Recalculating. It's on Amazon right now. And I'll catch you in the next one.